welcome to another episode of Words Make Sentences. It's your girl O. How you doing? How you living? Truly glad to be here. And it's like a really great feeling to be open and honest about how you feel in a space, which is just a bit ironic for the episode. It hasn't even started. I'm already like cackling. So this episode, I would like to address kind of the downfalls or the not so sexy parts of dating or lack thereof. I personally have not been in the dating pool, which I'm okay with. I hear it's a bit, normally I say ghetto, but it sounded more like the projects, and I'm not a fan. So I live vicariously through my friends who are currently living in this dating pool, or at least swimming in this dating pool. And so far I've been getting like really mixed reviews from my friends. I think I can say safely without exaggerating, three of them are on like dating apps, different dating apps. And one of my friends even like met someone while she was out, which, you know, in a Panasonic, I'm impressed because socializing has just been a little different for everyone. But one thing that I can say that has always been consistent with dating pre-pandemic, not post, but during pandemic, is the art of ghosting. Now, I will be bantering with myself in this because I do have a couple of hypocritical standpoints. Oh my gosh, we all just learned that I'm not perfect. Woe is I. But even outside of that, I will be confronting some of my own character flaws in this. And again, I'm not in a dating pool, so I have no shame to my game. But I also do want to surface a couple things or bring a few points to the forefront. Follow me here, as I hope you all do each episode. When it comes to dating or wanting to put yourself out there, you have to think of the kind of the key points, like what are you actually looking for? What are you not really expecting from the person, but really expecting from yourself? Because something that I've learned is you can't put expectations on others, because expectations are like goals and you can't set goals for others. So you have to set goals for yourself. That'll be important in one of these podcasts. But you have to really take into consideration why you want to date. Like, are you actually looking for someone? Are you trying to rendezvous? Are you looking for something serious? Are you looking for friendship? Or are you lonely and you're trying to fill a void? I'm not judging. I just need you to actually think about why you're dating. But when it comes to dating and putting yourself out there, you're meeting personalities, you're meeting people, you're meeting individuals who may not really know who they are. So they're also trying to sort themselves out in the mix of it. With all that being said, let's say you've met one or two people, you've found interest, because you're still meeting this person while they're meeting themselves. And as the conversation goes, whether it's a couple days, whether it's a week, even if it's a month or a couple months, and then you noticed the conversation has slowed down or it's come to a very abrupt halt, my dear beloveds, you may be on the road to ghosted. And again, I'm prepared for myself to meet myself where I am and to grow in this moment. But I personally feel like I no longer fault people for ghosting. At the same time, being ghosted is not fun, and ghosting is not also mature either. Now we're gonna tackle each thing. When it comes to ghosting, why can't we just say what it is or what it isn't? Like, why can't we just be upfront? There doesn't have to be a big dramatic, you know, announcement. It doesn't have to be a dissertation. It can simply just be, hey, I've lost interest, or I'm not really feeling it, or, you know, I don't believe we are two of a kind. You know, just being transparent, being honest, and being open. Now, some people, they may not know how to say that in words. They may kind of cringe or cramp up or kind of have a word block. They may not know how to confront the situation. Some people really just feel like, I don't know this person that much, so they don't really deserve an explanation. I cannot speak for others. I do not know. When it comes to speaking up, it's mature. It shows that you really are a great character, and you also respect that individual to whatever length of time that you have made, like you may have known them, which is great. Kudos. Very proud. And it also shows that maybe if you were hoping to date this person, maybe you guys can just be friends or like be a distant contact. Whether that's something that you're looking forward to or maybe you weren't expecting at all, cool. Again, proud of you. I can appreciate people who take that route, because it shows that there truly is good in the world. And I'm so proud, because I'm not always that person. And that's okay, because I'm gonna go to therapy on my own time to address these problems of mine. But something that I can admire about people like that is, you know, you are an inspiration, and you also set a standard for the next person or whomever is to come in the future. You set a new expectation for essentially me, or the person receiving the message. Now, granted, how the person actually does receive the message based on the dates or the outings that y'all have experienced truly kind of speaks for how the message is, you know, accepted or not. For example, let me make it make sense. For example, let's say like the outings y'all been on, they really haven't been that great. Like, y'all's communication has just been off. Like, you are not giving this person anything to work with. And then the times that you guys meet, like, the conversation is just weird. Everything is questionable. You guys really are not seeing eye to eye on some things. So telling the person, hey, things aren't working out, it's like, thanks for saying this, because I thought I was the only person making this up, or maybe, just maybe, you were picking up something and you took the first step to say something. Because me as a person, I was going to weigh this out. I was going to see if there's going to be a change. Maybe they're going through something. I don't know. Existential crisis. Yo no say. But I'm glad that someone said something. Now, let's say if you guys were, on the other hand, talking for a little bit, things were really going well, and then this person kind of came out of the waterworks, is like, yeah, this isn't gonna work, or yeah, I don't really see this going anywhere, maybe we could just be friends, or maybe we should just kind of call this where it is and move onward. And it's like, okay, oh wow, thanks for being mature for saying that. It's like, oh well, you know, it opens up a conversation. Is this something I did? Like, you know, maybe something I said, maybe the vibes weren't right, because you can't just live off vibes alone. let me not go off track. So it opens up the conversation to kind of figure out where the disconnect is. Or maybe that person's like, I'm glad you said something, because like the banter, it was great, but I'm just not really digging this either. Cool. It's all cordial. Now, if it just wasn't going go, if things were going well, and then you just kind of come out the waterworks, it's like, did I miss something? And again, it still opens the conversation, and things don't have to go left. Fine. Now, this is where I address my problematic characteristic. For those people who subscribe, opt in to ghosting. Hi, you guys. How we're doing? I personally am at a point where some people, I just owe them an explanation. And I'm not justifying what I'm saying because, yes, I do need to address this because I want to be mature as a person. Again, I'm also not in the dating realm, so I owe nobody anything. But I'm not here to be problematic. I'm here to be better. It's called the green room because I'm trying to grow in here. So grow with me here. when it comes to ghosting, some people just feel like they don't owe anyone an explanation. Maybe you don't feel like you made that much of a connection where you're just like, okay, cool. Now, granted, if the date was going really well, you guys have been talking, then all of a sudden you fall off. Sometimes people are going through things and they don't feel comfortable opening up to you. Yes, on one end, you can be like, hey, I've been going through it. I'm going to communicate this. Especially if you actually expect something to go somewhere, you actually see yourself going further with this person. Cool, I get that. Or if you're like, hey, I'm just going to fall back a little bit. I need to like really gather my bearings, like the whole nine. Okay, cool. Again, thank you for communicating that. On the other hand, if things really aren't going that well, you really are not that interested. And again, you just don't feel like you owe anybody an explanation. May your ghost live on. Like, I'm not that good of a person. I'm aware of that. But like, I also don't really fault people for ghosting. Now, if it is one of those things where like, wow, things were going really good. Like, I felt like we were taking things somewhere. We were progressing somewhere. And then you're ghosted? Or you do the ghosting? Welcome to the club. Yes, you do have some things that you should address with yourself. Because it's kind of like, why? Again, even if you feel as if you don't owe anyone an explanation, it's kind of like, where did we miss the mark? Like, what happened? Is it that something I said? Is it just, you know, you weren't interested? Or you just weren't having fun anymore? Was it my breath? Like, was it the fit? Was it where we went? And then it boils down to essentially, like I said, your character. Like, where are you? And be mature about addressing where you are. Like, be honest with yourself. And if you feel like you want to be honest with the person, cool. Good for you. Kudos. Now, since we are here, I am aware that as an ambivert, I can either be really, I'm out here, we outside, I'm living, breathing, blinking simultaneously with joy. And there are times where I'm going to be in my shell. I'm going to be chilling in the green room, just me, myself, and I is all I got, which is cool. Like, I'm not trying to be in anyone's face. I'm not trying to be in anyone's phone, and that's fine. But like, it's also a matter of figuring out, where does this stem from? And not to be all therapeutic or anything, but, you know, just figuring out, why are you like this? Do you want to keep on this pattern? Who hurt you? And are we trying to be better? Now, that's for you to sort with yourself. And I wish you all the best. I will sit down with myself and figure it out. But until then, may my ghost live on. Oh my gosh, I'm not proud. I'm not proud. I really am addressing these things. Hence why I'm not in the dating realm. So no one has to feel this wrath or lack thereof because no one's talking to me. But I did want to address this because I want to talk about those who are on the other side of being ghosted. I was sitting down talking to one of my friends and she went on an outing. It was the one outing they went on. She felt like the conversation was going well. And there were some disconnects in interest. Fine, it happens. And unfortunately, my good sis was ghosted. I'm not here to talk about her situation. If anything, I'm here to talk about the perspective that I shared with her, in addition to other people who shared similar perspective and more. The thing that worried me was the want and the question of why she was ghosted. And I want to talk about that because as someone who is aware that they owe no one an explanation, especially someone who they like, people who they don't have ties to, like, I'm fine with that. On the other side of that, I worry about reaching out for constructive criticism or feedback or, you know, a survey on a matter or from a person who has no interest in bringing things further, who has no interest in responding to you, and who is just not interesting to you as well. The reason why I'm saying all this to say, she wanted to know, like, what happened, was it bad conversation, you know, like, what could happen for next time. And I wanted to let her know that none of it mattered, because A, there's no next time, because that person has made it clear with no words, because no answer is an answer, that they're not interested. And getting essentially a survey from them does not dictate who she would encounter next, because they're not going to be the same person. And it's not like she's asking for feedback to see if they can try again, because quite frankly, in my very humble and unwarranted but podcast opinion, it's not worth it. I wouldn't want to talk to the guy again. And there were like enough disconnects to where they probably don't need to talk again. And yes, I did say this to her, so I'm not being sly on the side. I want to make it very clear. She's aware that I'm making this episode. But I'm also making this episode for myself, because again, a self-reflective moment. Even though I feel like I owe no one an explanation, if I was on the other side, would my feelings be hurt? I would be in them. Upset? Yes, I would be a little bit upset. And that's just because I'm someone who does take a lot of feedback, a lot of constructive criticism, a lot of criticism, and a lot of opinions to heart. And I don't want to be that person anymore. And I don't want to put someone in that position. With that being said, am I going to backtrack on the people that I have ghosted or have been ghosted from and say that? No. I'm going to move forward with my life. I'm not going through a box of just broken cords and reconnecting anything. No, I'm going wireless. I'm moving forward with my own updates. So yeah, I just want to kind of bring to light for those people who have been ghosted, don't take it to heart. If you feel like it's something that you did, you sit down with yourself. If you feel like it's something that was kind of on their part, they can sit down with themselves, but don't go searching or reaching out to the person who clearly has no interest in taking anything further for their opinion or like what happened. It's a waste of time. It's a waste of everyone's time. And if anything, you are putting yourself in a position to want to slightly revamp yourself for the next person who, it's again, that information is not going to be relevant to them. And that's okay. So again, let their ghost live on. It's all right. You're not missing anything. And not to sound rude, but they're not missing anything either. If anything, you both are gaining and learning something. Now, this part is for myself and for those who ghost. Grow up. Grow up. Stop ghosting people. Like, at least give some type of a nudge, a hint, an inkling, like, hey, this isn't working out. It was truly a pleasure to meet you. You know, not trying to open a conversation for feedback to see, oh, like, if we can pick up, like, you know, try to work something out. No, it's fine. It just didn't work. And if anything, you're helping essentially move the process forward, which is ending it, which is allowing people to move on. It's just, it's not fair. I'm aware it's not right. I get it. No need to lecture me. I'm doing just fine on my own. But harping on someone who ghosted you just because they gave like this fantasy, like, oh, things are going really great, and then if it was like months to a year and then things went left, I would have some inquiries as well. But if it was just like one or two outings, I'm sorry. If you're not Jesus, you didn't leave that much of an impression on my life personally. I'm not about to trip about it. I'm just not. Like, there are plenty of fish in the sea. You got sardines and then you got tuna. You got swordfish and then, what, you have clownfish? Like, there are many, many, many species of fish. Like, you're fine. Everything's fine. So don't try to keep yourself in a space of just question and wonder and curiosity based on a couple ghosts. Do not be haunted by their ghosting. Yes. Yes. That was good. Do not be haunted by their ghosting, because I mean, look, the only person who's haunted is you. They are literally off being spooky with somebody else. Or they probably aren't. They're probably pulling a me. They are probably like, hey, I'm not talking to you or anybody else because I've come to my own terms. This is not where I'm at. This is not where I want to be. And I'm sorry that this happened to you, but for me, I need this. And yes, it is selfish. No, it's not fair. But by golly, I'm not going to lie to you. If you're going to be like that, you keep you like that. Don't bring that to me. And I'm saying this with my chest because I'm aware that the same way that I can do that to people, people can do that to me. And again, they owe me nothing. Is it right? No. Is it mature? Absolutely not. But who's growing in the green room? Me. Get your own green room and grow, but choose growth. Yes, I am treating this as a self-reflective episode. At the same time, I'm also acknowledging what's real. Ghosting is awful. Keep spooky season in spooky season, which is October. Don't do it all year round. But like, also, again, figure out why you're ghosting. Is it really the person or is it you? And if it is you, acknowledge that. Be open. Be transparent. You don't have to be all the way vulnerable and make it like, oh, a traumatic thing. Unless if you feel that comfortable with somebody, go for it. If you feel like you've built that kind of bond, go for it. Again, if y'all been talking for a while, like months or like almost a year, okay, there's a level of investment, especially if it was like really exclusive, like y'all aren't talking to anybody else. Now, if you're aware that this person is talking to multiple people and you chose not to talk to multiple people, I'm gonna leave that silence exactly where it's at, because that's on you. And that's fine, but you also have to sit down and reflect on that yourself. I'm not here to judge. That's not my role. That's not my line. And I'm okay with that. So, all and all, I promise y'all, I really am growing to be a better person. I'm learning great and bad and can be better things about myself on a day-to-day basis. But I really wanted to talk about this, not for the sake of my friends who have experienced this, but also to think about the positions that I've put people in, the positions that I've been put in, and to just acknowledge that A, you're not alone. B, you do deserve better. C, I am gonna grow up and mature. And D, don't be offended, because sometimes you really don't know. I can honestly say that there was one time I was like in communication with like a person, and I honestly just started spiraling like completely downhill. And I didn't want to explain myself to anyone, not my friends, not my family. I didn't know how to explain myself because I wasn't running from my emotions. This is a lot, like falling on me at one time. And B, I didn't feel like I needed to explain myself. A, I didn't know how to explain myself, but I didn't make that much of a connection with this person. So yes, I fled. I ghosted the scene. To this day, I still feel like I owe that person nothing. At the same time, a small part of me is just like, okay, maybe just say hi. It wasn't you, it was me. Genuinely, it wasn't you, it was me. But we're all adults, and they're gonna be just fine. I will not have that mindset one day, but today, that's where I'm at. And even then, there. Like, that's where I'm at. It's not about perfection, it's about progression. That's what my pastor tells me, and I take that every day. So, I will not drag my feet or drag my words to make any more sentences about this, but for those who are the ghosted, let their ghost rest in peace. You are doing phenomenal, and if you feel as if you want to do better, do better. Correction, don't do better, be better. For the ghostie, grow up. And I'm saying it to myself. Just figure out where this all stems from. And you wouldn't want to be put in this position. If the roles were reversed, you wouldn't like it. Don't do unto others that you would not want someone to do unto you. I don't have an attitude. I'm just accepting that for what it is. I get it. I hear me. And for those who I have ghosted, I apologize. I really am going through a lot of things right now. In addition to the pandemic, I've never been this person before, and the person that I am on the inside, they're surfacing, and there's a lot of back and forth. There's the explanation. I've left it. So now everyone knows. So it's not you, it's literally us. And I say us because we are going through a lot. That felt great. You know what? If you do have it in yourself to tell the person that you ghosted the truth, go for it. It is liberating. But tell them. Don't tell it to an audience. Okay. Okay, we're done. Thank you for all that you are. Thank you for all that you've been, and thank you for all that you will be. And for my dear good sis, I just want you to know it's okay that you're experiencing this, because now you know what to not tolerate later on. And just as a reminder, it's okay that he ghosted you, because his website sucks. Like, oh my gosh. I cannot stress that enough. Y'all, his website sucked. Y'all should just see the words and the punctuation that was used and abused. Like, I play too much, but like, I'm not putting that on my website. If you know, you know. Thank y'all so much, and I hope my words made sentences.